Huge numbers of mice are threatening crops in eastern Australia. In New South Wales state, officials have described the situation as a plague that has never been seen before. The small animals have spread over wide areas of agricultural land across New South Wales and parts of the neighboring states of Queensland and Victoria. In addition to eating grain crops, the mice have damaged farm and household equipment, caused power outages, and invaded supermarkets. Adam Marshall is the Agriculture Minister for New South Wales. He recently said the situation had reached a critical point and needed to be dealt with immediately to prevent further problems. If we don't significantly reduce the number of mice that are in plague proportions by spring, we are facing an absolute economic and social crisis, Marshall said. Bruce Barnes runs a family farm near the town of Bogan Gate in central New South Wales. He told the Associated Press he was taking a risk by planting crops. "We just sow and hope," he told the Associated Press. The word sow describes the process of planting seeds. The state's main agricultural organization predicts the mice could cause $775 million in losses. The state government has ordered 5,000 liters of the banned poison bromodiolone from India. But the federal government has not yet approved the substance for emergency use around crops. Critics fear the poison will kill not only mice, but also many other animals that feed on them, or family pets. Marshall said the state wants to use the bromodiolone because we need something that is super strength. Farmers like Barnes had struggled during 4 years of extreme dry conditions before 2020 finally brought a good rainy season. The wet weather helped produce Australia's largest ever grain crop, but also provided more food for the mice. Norman Morris is another farmer in New South Wales. He grows several grains and raises 900 merino sheep on his farm near Gilgandra, about 430 kilometers northwest of Sydney. "This grain here, the mice have just totally ruined it. We'll probably just dig a hole and bury the lot of it," the 65-year-old Morris told Reuters. He said he had already lost $130,000 worth of grain to the mice. "It's just hard after the drought. That's the biggest trouble," said Morris. "We've been on our knees. We got up a bit. Now we're back on our knees with the mice." People in the area say the most activity comes after dark, when millions of mice that hide and rest during the day come out. But one of the biggest issues people have is the bad smell of mouse waste and decaying bodies. "You deal with it all day, trying your best to manage the situation, then come home to the stench of dead mice," said Jason Kahn, a farmer in central New South Wales. He said the mice are even getting into people's homes. "If your house is not well sealed, they're in bed with you. People are getting bitten in bed," Khan said. I'm Brian Lynn.